This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into something pretty specific in the advertising world called bid adjustments.
Yeah, we've got this article that really breaks down how they work.
And why they're, well, potentially really valuable for businesses trying to get more direct customer calls. So our mission today is figuring out this tool.
And why it matters, especially when you hear stats like a phone call being maybe 3 times more likely to convert than a simple website click.
3 times. Okay, that definitely grabbed your attention. Let's get into it.
Right. So call bid adjustments. The article mentions they've been around about 7 years or so.
Yeah, something like that.
And essentially, they let businesses tweak things so they call option, you know, the phone number, shows up more often in their search ads.
So you're basically telling the ad platform, hey, I really want people to call me.
Exactly. It's a way to prioritize those inbound calls from people who are actually interested enough to pick up the phone.
Okay. And why are calls considered so much better? The article digs into this.
Well, it's that direct interaction, isn't it? You get a chance to actually talk, sell properly, maybe explain things better.
And upsell too, right? They mentioned a cell phone example.
Yeah, like persuading someone to get a better model or add a warranty. You just can't quite do that as effectively with just, you know, text on a screen.
True. That direct line seems pretty powerful, especially for certain kinds of sales or services.
It definitely builds a different kind of connection. And the mechanism is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You bid higher specifically for the ads that feature your call option.
So you appear more often. Get an edge.
Precisely. You're signaling that a call is worth more to your business than just a click, and you're putting your money where your mouth is, basically, when the right kind of search happens.
Right. And the article has some real numbers to back this up. Extra space storage.
Oh, yeah. That one stood out. Their analyst, Stephanie Christensen, reported a 37% jump in calls.
A 37% increase, yeah. Just from using these adjustments.
That's significant.
And she made a good point about customers being impatient. They want info on price, location, now.
Mm-hmm. If they can't find it fast, they're gone. So being visible right there with a call option is key for them.
Makes total sense. For storage, you often need quick answers.
Definitely shows how immediacy and direct contact are vital in some markets. That 37%, it really highlights the impact.
Though it does make you wonder if they were ready for that sudden flood of calls.
That's a fair point. Operational readiness is always part of the equation. But then there's the other example, Medical Guardian.
Right. The medical alert systems. Their marketing director, Matt Guerrieri, had a different angle.
Yeah, he stressed how crucial it is for their customers to talk to a real person. You know, get guidance, reassurance.
Especially for something like a medical alert device, trust is huge.
Absolutely. And for them, implementing call bid adjustments resulted in a 20% increase in calls.
And a 60% reduction in costs, which is kind of amazing.
It really is. More leads, lower cost per lead. That suggests they were reaching people who were genuinely ready to talk, high-intent customers.
Better targeting, maybe? Getting the right people on the line?
Seems likely. It points towards potentially big efficiencies for businesses with more complex products or services where that conversation is really part of the sale.
Okay, so if people listening are interested, how available is this feature?
Well, the article mentioned it was initially in the new AdWords experience. That's Google Ads now, of course.
Right.
And it was rolling out to everyone around the time the piece was written. So it should be widely available now.
Standard feature in Google Ads, basically.
Pretty much. And the article points towards the Google Ads Help Center for specifics on setting it all up, their whole suite of call solutions.
Good to know. So stepping back, it really seems like facilitating that direct person-to-person connection is still a major goal in digital advertising.
Definitely. Tools like this show that the platforms themselves recognize the high value of those voice interactions. They want to connect businesses with customers who are ready to talk.
So wrapping up the main takeaway, call bid adjustments are a tangible strategy. Mm-hmm. They can actively drive more of those valuable phone calls.
And we've seen proof it can lead to, you know, pretty big jumps in call volume and sometimes, like with Medical Guardian, even cut costs.
Which brings us to the final thought for our listeners.
Yeah, looking at these successes, that 37% increase, the 20% plus cost savings, it really makes you think, what parts of your interactions with potential customers could really benefit from that direct voice connection?
And if you started prioritizing those interactions, how might that change your whole approach to customer engagement?
It's definitely something to chew on how much that human touch could shift things for your specific business.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.